dedicate the shiur as his chus for Shlema for Esther Malka Bas Golda, who's having a procedure done today. Last time we started discussing the sugya on daf Chavav and Aleph. The Braisa says that Shomer Ha'ir al Potim and Asuka only when they're Shomer. Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim apurim ben bayom ben balayla. And the Gemara explains why Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim Potter Machlokas Abayin Rava. Abayin says Teishu Kentadur. Rava says Pirsa Kora Lagan. So we were troubled with two things. First of all, why are Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim Potterim even balayla if they're not Shomer balayla? And secondly, why does Rav have to think up a new reason? There's a nafkamina in the Gemara. The nafkamina is the kaminter kari de peri. If you're only watching a basket of fruit, so if you're only watching a basket of fruit, we're not afraid, right? The idea of pirza kara lagana, that's if you're watching a field, then you're going to go into the sukkah to go to sleep. So then there's some concern that the ganav is going to say, there's a pirza, there's a breach, and I can come and steal. But if minter kari de peri, the peris are always in front of you, as Rashi says, so then we're not afraid of the ganav. But midin teishu kain tadur, you still have a reason to pop. Okay, it's a focus with an afkemina. Why does Rava say a different reason? Rava should agree. He holds a teishu kain tadur. We have the Braisa later on says teishu kain tadur. Rava himself uses teishu kain tadur to pat the mitzvah. So why does he argue against that guy over here? That was one kasha we had. And the second kasha we had is why Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim p'turim even balayla. Stuch the zel bazach with the shomer ha'ir. Whenever they're shomer, then they should be potter. But if they're not shomer, they should be chayiv. What's going on? In terms of the machlokas Abai and Rava, so that we had a discussion that we showed in Rashi and the Ritva have different approaches. A whole give and take, a whole discussion as to what the machlokas is. Why does Rava argue with the svar of teishu kein taduru? Maybe he doesn't argue. Maybe it really is kein taduru. Right, we discussed that at great length. The simplest pshat is what Rashi, I don't know if I would call it the simplest, but the first pshat that we talked about is Rashi. We spent a lot of time on that Rashi. that the Chiddush Abaye is suggesting over here, Teishu Kein Taduru, is that Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim are not Bevesam, and it's very hard to take the Klei Tashmish to the Sadeh, so it's not Teishu Kein Taduru. They're mitztayer, just like a mitztayer, Machmas Yeshiva B'Sukkah is Potter Asuka, because it's not Kein Taduru. So to someone who's mitztayer, machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, or to bring his klei tashmish to the sukkah, he's also part of, that's also a chisar of teishu kein taduru. That's a bias svar. What is Rav's response? So we had different ways of explaining that either he denies this idea, this extra sug mitztayer, well no, he doesn't deny the extra sug mitztayer, but he claims that the shomer ginos u'Pardesim are living by the ginos u'Pardesim the whole time without the klei tashmish. So that is kein taduru. It's not a lack of kein tadur, it is kein tadur because they're normally there without the klei tashmish. So just like they're normally there, they're living in their huts without the klei tashmish, let them live in the sukkah without the klei tashmish. It's not going to be a problem of teishu kein tadur. That second approach assumes that both Abaye and Rav agree that teishu kein tadur, tur mitztar, includes this extra level, this second level of mitztar. Not only mitztar machmas yeshiva the sukkah, but even mitztar machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, to bring the klei tashmish to the sukkah, that's also going to be potter. And that's the Magen Avraham, right? We had the Shir Kloli from the Magen Avraham with all the different, the fabulous five, right? All the different rayas. This is so that there's this extra sukkah stuff. So I just wanted to point out that even if we say like the Magen Avraham that there's the extra type of mitztayer, it's not the same, right? Even if we say that mitztayer potter and asukkah, there are two types of mitztayer. One is machmas yeshiva besukkah. And there's this extra type of mitzvah that, you know, mitzvah machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, to get to your friend's sukkah if the lights go out in your sukkah, and to bring your klei tashmish to the sukkah, and to bring your svarim up to the sukkah, and to bring your karim ksasos into the sukkah, all the different cases, right? It's not the same. There is a nafkamina between these two types of mitzvah. An important issue to consider. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah has. What's the din if you want to be machmer on yourself? A mitzvah wants to be machmer on themselves. I'm going to come back to this idea time and time again. This is a very important yisod in the sugya of mitzvah apart from the sukkah. What's the din if you want to be machmer? Does it make sense to be machmer? Someone's mitzvah. There are bugs in the sukkah. There are bees in the sukkah. It's smelly in the sukkah. It's hot in the sukkah. Right, so he's mitzvah from the yeshiva of the sukkah. Does it make sense to push yourself? Does it make sense to sit in the sukkah even though it's hot and you're sweating and it's not so comfortable for you? It's very uncomfortable, in fact. Does it make sense to push yourself, or should we say no? Don't bother. If you're mitzvah, it's not kain tadur, don't bother. There's no reason to push yourself. Let's say the shomeginus upardesim, they can't bring the klei tashmish. Does it make sense for them to push themselves and to bring the klei tashmish there? Person wants to learn with a lot of svaros. It makes sense to push himself. To push himself to sleep in the sukkah, even though it's cold, he'll bring his bedding into the sukkah, then he'll take it out and bring it back. And it's a tircha. There's mitzvah. Does it make sense to push yourself? It could be there's a chilik between these two types of mitzvah. That if you're mitzvah, machmas yeshiva besukkah, then it might not make sense to be machmas. If you're only mitzvah, machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, then it might make sense to be machmas. What do I mean? This all starts with the Bir Aloch at the end of Siman Tav Resh, a world famous Bir Aloch. Or maybe we should say it starts with the Ramah that the Bir Aloch is on. Okay. What does the Ramah say? At the end of Siman Tav Resh Lamed Tes. The Mechabed is talking about Yordu Gesham, now where it's raining. That's the mechaba we spoke about yesterday. You heard the Geshamim after you went back into your house to finish the meal or you went to sleep. So says the Ramah like this, V'chalapotim in asukah v'eino yotzen isham v'eino mekabal olav schar v'einon elo hedyotos. Hagos maimini. Hagos maimini, based on Yerushalmi, they say. Yerushalmi says, Chalapotim yidover v'oseyun Nikra Hedyot. Someone's potter from something and he does it anyway. Potter from a mitzvah and he does it anyway, he's called a Hedyot. Inappropriate to be Machmer. So comes the Agos Maimini and says that applies to Sukkah. Obviously, we have to know when that applies. It's not like Yerushalmi is saying it's never appropriate to be Machmer. But Yerushalmi says you potter from something and you do it anyway. Nikra Hedyot. Comes the Agos Maimini and says the same is true with Sukkah. He's not mekabel schar. He's a hedyot, like the Rishalmi. He's nikra hedyot. Nikra hedyot. Zok to Bir Alocha, you're not always nikra hedyot. He quotes from the Bikurei Yaakov. The madam minan sheino ela ma'ase hedyotus v'ena mekabel schar. The davka kishapote be'is ha'yeshiva. If you put the base in yeshiva, you mitzvah machma something in yeshiva besukah zvuve machom. Something like that. So then Yerushalmi, then the Hagos Maimini says that you nikra hedyot if you're machman yourself. Doesn't make any sense. Befrat if the Geshamim are yordan, then certainly, but even with star, he says. Havonisha potem isham tircha lachza lasuka. Yon poskul Geshamim balaylo b'emta sudasu, but if you're potem machmas tircha to return to the sukkah, which examples does he give? Sivav and Siv Zion in the Shulchan Aruch. If you're the Geshamim and you're in the middle of your meal or you're in the middle of sleeping, you have to push yourself to go back to the sukkah then. Or Baholech L'sukas Chavero. Or the other Ramah that we had. Basically, all the cases where you're Mitzdar Machmas Tircha, Dr. Bikurei Yaakov, Lozeh Yesh Kibul Schar Olav. There, you will get a Schar if you're Machmas on yourself even though you're Mitzdar. He says, it's lo garam mishos mayim besukah, drinking mayim besukah. We say, harei zeh meshubah, we'll have to get to that. Achilas arai in the sukah, ochel mishos in arai chutz lesukah. The Mishnah says that you don't have to do an achilas arai inside the sukah. But hamachmer, harei zeh meshubah. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that you're meshubah if you have the achilo, the shtiyas arai inside the sukah. Why don't we say nikra hedyot? It's potter min adover. He's potter from eating achilas arai in the sukah. So he should be nikra hedyot if he does it. No, you see that since that there are distinctions, right? There, of course, to be machmer, to push yourself to eat things in the sukkah, even though you're potter, of course you should be machmer. So he says, the same is true if one is potter machmas mitzta'er, because it's a tircha to get to the sukkah. If you're potter because you're mitzta'er machmas yeshiva besukkah, then it doesn't pay to be machmer. But if you're not potter b'shas yeshiva, kolkin zeh b'shas yeshiva makayim mitzvah sukkah karoy. The p'tur is because you can't get to the sukkah machmas tircha. But once you're sitting in a sukkah, you're makayim the mitzvah karoy. So then avada, there's an inyan to be machmer. Not that you're mechuyev to be machmer. If you're machmer, harei zeh meshubach. Why not? He says it's taka meduyuk that the lashon of the hagolas maimoni is kalapatim and asuka ve'enu yotzei misham. It sounds like the p'tur is because you're mitztayer from the sukkah. You're not yotzei misham when you have a p'tur machmas the sukkah, not kalapatur umikamakam holech le sukkah. It's that you're potter inside the sukkah from something emanating from the sukkah. Mitztayer machmas yeshiva b'sukkah. That's where if eino yotzei, he's nikra head yod, because he's mitztayer from the sukkah itself. But if you're mitztayer to get to the sukkah, of the Bikurei Yaakov, I think you will get a Kabbalah Schar. You'll get the Kabbalah Schar. You're not nikra head, you will get the Kabbalah Schar. On that, the Hagolas Maimoni, the Ramah, is not going. That's the chilek of the Bikurei Yaakov, that not all mitztayer is created equal. Right? They might all be within the rubric of Teshu Kain Tadur, they're all potter, but they're not potter at the same level. If you're potter machmas yeshiva besukkah, then it's taka nikra hedyot if you push yourself. But if you're potter machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, then you're not going to be called nikra hedyot if you push yourself. What's the chiluk? Why should I distinguish between the two? I think the answer is that we have to understand what does the p'tur of mitztayer min hasukkah mean? And we're going to get back to this time and time again to apply it in different contexts. What does it mean? Someone who's mitztayer, he's potter min hasukkah, what does that mean? If he sits in the sukkah, what is he doing? Do we say that a mitztayer who's potter min hasukkah, who sits in the sukkah, al pidin, it's like he's not sitting in the sukkah. It's like sitting outside the sukkah. That's not a yeshiva besukkah. Yeshiva besukkah means yeshiva that's normal in the sukkah. If he's a mitztayer, he's not sitting in the sukkah. It's not called a yeshiva besukkah. It's felt in the ikka yeshiva itself. It's missing in the whole yeshiva besukkah. Do we say no? He's potter. It's potter, but hey, it's yeshiva besukkah. I mean, physically he's sitting in the sukkah. So if physically he's sitting in the sukkah, why should halachically we say it's not sitting in the sukkah? It is sitting in the sukkah, but he's potter. Do we say that mitznai was potter in hasukkah? He's not yoshiv besukkah bechlal. That's not a yeshiva besukkah. A yeshiva bezman that he's mitztayer is not called a yeshiva besukkah at all. Or should we say no? It is a yeshiva besukkah, but he's potter from that yeshiva. So ken zayin. Perhaps we should be mechalik between these two approaches, right? In terms of the nature of the mitzvah, we should be mechalik between the two types of mitzvah. If you mitzvah machmas etzim yeshiva besukkah, so that's mafkia the shame yeshiva besukkah. You're not called the yoshiv besukkah. It's a chiddush, but you could say such a thing, right? You're not called the yoshiv besukkah if you mitzvah machmas the etzim yeshiva. So the zvuvim, the reyach, the heat is mafkia the shame yeshiva besukkah. It's a sukkah. It's a sukkah. Subjectively for you, it's not a sukkah, right? Subjectively for you, you're not yoshiv besukkah. It's still a sukkah because other people can sit in the sukkah, right? It's a sukkah, but it's not called yeshiva besukkah for you. But if you're mitztayer only to get to the sukkah, is a tircha for you to get to the sukkah or to bring your things to the sukkah. But when you're sitting in the sukkah, you can't say that that's not a yeshiva besukkah. Your whole tzar was before you got there. So maybe there we can say that in Ochanami, you're potter. You're potter from sitting in the sukkah because you're mitztayer to get to the sukkah. But you can't say that your yeshiva besukkah is not a yeshiva. Of course it's a yeshiva, because when you're in the sukkah, you're not mitztayer. So maybe that's the idea. The chilek of the Bikurei Yaakov, that if you're mitztayer machmas etzim yeshiva besukkah, nikra hedyot, there's no point in being machmer. That's because there's no point in being machmer if I'm not going to be makayim a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. So if we'll say that mitztayer potter nasukah means there is no yeshiva besukkah, then what's the point of being machmer? But if the mitztayer potter me because I have tircha to get to the sukkah, but once I get to the sukkah, that's called the yeshiva besukkah, so then it does make sense to be machmer. If you'll be machmer and you get to the sukkah, then it turns out that you did do yeshiva besukkah. So you can't say that he's nikra hedyot. He was yoshiva besukkah, and that's why there's a kabbalah schar. As long as he's Yoshe B'sukkah, then there's a Kabbalah Schar. So that could be the chilek of the Bikur Yaakov. That he understands that there are tzvei dinim really over here. There are two halachas, two ways of understanding the P'tur of Mitztayer. Either it's not a yeshiva B'sukkah B'chlal, or no, maybe it is a yeshiva B'sukkah, it's just that you're potter. Could be that the lower level Mitztayer, just machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, it's not mafkia the shame yeshiva besukkah. Avada, you sit in the sukkah, there's no tsar at the time when you're sitting in the sukkah, then there is a yeshiva besukkah, and it makes sense to be machmer then. If you want to be machmer, hareza meshubach, you're not nikra hedyot because you're doing a yeshiva besukkah. But if it's mitztayer potter min hasukkah, machmas yeshiva besukkah, b'shas yeshiva besukkah, could be that that's mafkia the ikka shem yishev besuka, and therefore he's nikra hedged if he does it, and there's no kabbalah schar because that's not called a mitzvah b'chol. Yes.
Would we say though for someone who's dar machlas yishev besuka that if that sar, let's say there's bees or whatever, like let's say it was bees, right, and the bees left, so would still say you're potter and you're not potter anymore.
Did you start your meal in the home?
Yeah.
If you start, so then what's the difference between that and Gesham? Once you have a p'tur and you start your meal, so then you're not mechuyev to go back until you finish the meal. But once the meal is finished and you're looking at doing a pu'ula that should require a sukkah, you want to drink or you want to eat or you want to sleep or something like that, or you want to just learn b'kiyas, so then, yeah, of course you're chayev again if you're not mitzdar. Because then, if you're not mitzdar, then we look at the future, and you have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah.
If you did start a meal and you did want to go back on the sukkah, would we say that it's not yeshiva? Because since the time you're...
If you were mitzdar, machmas etzim yeshiva besukkah?
Yeah, but the mitzdar, one way, if you start the meal in the house and you want to go back on the sukkah.
No, then I think it would be called yeshiva besukkah, because then it turns out that your real mitzdar is mitzdar, machmas tircha, to get back to the sukkah. But the yeshiva itself, to define whether it's a yeshiva besukkah or not, we look at the period of time that you're sitting in the sukkah. If when you're in the sukkah, you're not mitzdar, so then that's called the yeshiva besukkah. So if the only problem is the tircha, and you pushed it, that is what the Bikur Yaakov is going on. Right? That's the case. He says if you're mitzdar to get back to the sukkah, machmas geshamim, machmas... Right? Because gesham either in the middle of your meal or that you went to sleep. So then if you do push yourself to go back, then you will... You will be Makai in the Mitzvah. There's Kabbalah Schar, and you're not Nikra Hedya. That's exactly what the Bikur Yaakov is going on.
But let's say, for example, let's say the bees bother them, but they say, I want to stay in the Sukkah. Since the Mitzvah, it's very subjective.
What does bother mean? Is he Mitzvah?
Yeah.
No, but is he Mitzvah to the point that we say Teshu Ken Gadur? Mitzvah doesn't mean, you know, I'm annoyed by bugs. Most people, you know, except for, I don't know, bug scientists. Right. Most people don't like bugs. I don't know. I mean, you can do a survey, but I think no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, and you know, there's a tachlis to them. There's no question. But I most people don't like bugs, right? But you can't call people mitzdayer. I mean, I've sat in a sukkah with a bee. It's not convenient, but Baruch Hashem, I don't have an allergy to bees, so I can handle it. But I there are members of my family that can't handle it. So they're mitzdayer. I'm not mitzdayer. There's a difference. Mitzdayer is a level. You have to be so in pain that you say, I can't, I have to be yotz, I have to get out of here. That's the level.
Is that the point where it becomes mitzdayer?
Yes.
I mean,
yes. And that's why it's not a yeshiva besukkah, because he can't bear it, but he can still push him. You can push yourself to do a lot of things. But, you know, he's sitting there, and he's a shpilkis to get out of there. Right? Yeah.
We had earlier, like,
Kutz and Yard in Latoch Hasar. Blast from the past. Daftalit.
You said that was like
Mitzar, and
the other
going to be
Iri, where he said like.
Tsarin Machmas Shetoifchin Loyal Ponov. Osh, it's going to be Iri on Daftalit.
That's why he says it's possible, and like that sounds like the Hafka that we're talking about here. But we also had the Ramah.
But that's something special. That's Mitzar. Because the Heftza Shel Sukkah, right, it's called a Dira Srucha. That could be even stronger. It could be more Rishonim would say that that's not called the Sukkah Bechla. That's Mafkia, the Shem Sukkah, because it just does, it's a Dira Srucha. That's not called a Dira.
It sounds like from the fact that he's saying that they're hitting him in the face, that's
so you're saying that's a good Raya, that every case where you're Mitztair, Machmas the Sukkah, it's mafkia the shem dira. You're saying it's basically, it becomes a dira srucha, right? that's a figurative dira srucha. If there's a smell in the sukkah, that's mamash a dira srucha. You're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's mamash the sircha de gargishta.
But also, doesn't that create an issue? Because you said that the Rambam says that someone goes to the diavad though, they do go.
So the truth is, this idea that mitzdar machmas etzim yeshiva v'sukkah is not called the yeshiva, I submitted to you, is a chiddush. We'll see. There are other rishonim that disagree. There are rishonim that disagree. We'll talk about that when we get to mitzdar. We have a number of other sugyas that are going to relate to mitzdar. So as we move along, we'll have to address this issue again. But this is an important chakira to consider. Mitzdar, part of the sukkah, Vos meintos. Right? What does that mean? What's the nature of the p'tur? Is it mafkia the shem yeshiva b'sukkah b'chalal? Or is it simply a p'tur, but it's called yeshiva b'sukkah? Nafkamina, if it makes sense to be machmir. Okay, and it could be that the chiluk is between these different types of mitzvah. You could distinguish between different levels of mitzvah, that one might be a hafkar from the yeshiva b'sukkah, the other might not. Okay. So we have to come back to the first kasha. Right? Before we close the sugya, Shomer Gino Su Pardesim, we have to answer this kasha. We did answer the second kasha. What does Rava do with Teshu Kei Paduru? Right? We had Rashi, we had the Ritva. But how do we answer the first kasha? Right? The Shomer Gino Su Pardesim Abturim even Balaila. But the Shomer Ha'ir Abturim Balaila only if they're Shomer Balaila. What's the chiluk? What's going on over here? So according to Abaye, we understand. Abaye says because of Teshu Kei Paduru. So let's just go with Rashi, right? Rather than to make it complicated with all the shittas. Rashi says that they're Paturim even Balaila because Teshu Kei Paduru, it's a tircha to bring the Klei Tashrish to the Sodeh, so that's why they're Pata. So according to that, it makes perfect sense. Right? The Shomri Ha'ir really are living in their homes. They're living, you know, that's what the Ritva says, right? The Ritva by the Shomri Ha'ir says they're Pata Bayom. If they're Shomer Bayom, but they're Chayav Balayla. Why? Because they go back to the bias. Perish time of Mishim Teshu came to Duruk, he was man Shiragilin, Lasheris, Bivatayin, Chayav and Besukah. They go back to the bias. So since they go back to the bias, then it makes sense that Balayla is in their bias, they should be Chay. Shomer Gino Su Pardesim. Do they go back to their bias Balayla? No, that's what Rashi says. Right? Rashi says, Ein zozim isham, right? The shomer ginus v'pardesim are not leaving the sada. It's even balayla, they're not going home. Zok d'abaye, if they're not going home, teishu kein taduru. It's a tircha to bring the klei tashmish out to the sada. So they don't have the klei tashmish there. So if they don't have the klei tashmish there, it's not kein taduru. It's not kein taduru bayom. It's not kein taduru balayla because they're missing something from the dira. Right? So according to Abaye's sheet, the Teshu Kei Taduru, we get it. We understand that Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim are different than Shomer Ha'ir because they're missing something. It's not Kein Taduru. It's not Kein Taduru even Balayla. The Shomer Ha'ir, it is Kein Taduru Balayla because they're going home. Right? The Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim are not going home. They're Ein Zozim Misham, says Rashi. So that's why it's not Kein Taduru Balayla. That's why they're going to be part of it. Good. How is Rava? Rava denies Abaye. Rava says either we don't hold of this mitzvah of tircha to get to the sukkah, or maybe he agrees, like the Rani agrees to this mitzvah to get to the sukkah, but he says that it is kein taduru because they don't have the klei tashmish there anyway. For the other days, the weeks that they're in the sada, they don't have the klei tashmish there anyway, so it is kein taduru in the sukkah. So if it is kein taduru, so why according to Rava they part of Amalim? The kasha comes back, right? Shomer Gino Su Pardesim, according to Rabbi, should be mamish exactly the same as Shomer Ha'ir. It's ke'en toduru balayla. So when they're Shomer bayom and they're not able to sit in the sukkah, then they're put, just like the Shomer Ha'ir. But balayla that it is ke'en toduru and they're able to sit in the sukkah, then it should be chayav to sit in the sukkah. What's Rabbi saying? So what might you want to suggest? You might want to suggest, well, you know, the Gemara says Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim Abturim B'Yom B'Balayla because according to Abaye, there's no chiluk between Yom and Laila. So at least according to one Shita, you can't say Shomer Ha'ir and Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim are the same because Abaye holds they're not the same. That's a very difficult answer. Because if that's the case, then the Gemara could have given an easy nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. What is that? Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim B'Laila. Right, that's a mod nazach to say something like that. Abaye holds there's no chiluk between Yom and Laila, so therefore, you can't say that Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim is the same as Shomer Ha'ir because Abaye says that they're different. But Rava doesn't, and then the Gemara doesn't say that's the nafkamina. The Gemara says Ika Benaiwa the Kaminter Kari the Peri. You're watching the basket of fruit. So if you say Abaye holds that Shomer Ginos V'Pardesim up to even Laila, and Rava denies that, so then that should be the Ikar Benayah. So what's going on? He comes the Aruch Lemer and says, you know what the Pshat is? I'll tell you what the Pshat is. A little bit of a Chudosh Dik Pshat. I think I alluded to this when I addressed Michael's Kasha yesterday. Aruch Lemer says, we're talking about a situation where There are two shomer. There's a shomer balayla, but the shomer bayom is not watching balayla. And just to elaborate a little bit on what he says, Mustamu were talking about that there are two huts there. There's the hut that they have for the 4 months that they're in the sana, and then they have a sukkah. They build a sukkah. They build a sukkah for sukkahs. So the shomer that's on duty, he's going to be in the hut. The shomer that's off duty is going to be in the sukkah. They don't make the hut kedin. Kedin sukkah, right? They make the hut however they make the hut. So the two shomer are going to be in different places. What happens? If it's not sukkah, so then they only have one hut. They take apart the sukkah, right? But they live in the other hut. So when it's not sukkah, the two shomer are there in the hut together the whole day. Bein ba'yom, bein ba'layla. They take shifts. Right? One of them comes out of the hut and walks around a little bit and takes his gun, I don't know, whatever. Right? He walks around a little bit, comes back into the hut. But they're in the hut. It's one hut. So, you know, they eat supper and then one of them comes out to watch. The ganav is not, it's not going to look so carefully to see who's coming out, who's not coming out. There's a guy, there are people in the hut, and someone is coming out to watch. So, if he sees a shomer is going balayla, he's coming into the hut, that doesn't mean that he's not going to be shomer balayla. There's always someone who comes out of the hut, who's watching from the hut. The problem is, once he sees that there's a shomer who's leaving the hut, going into a sukkah, going into a different place, so then he thinks, oh, the coast is clear now. There happens to be a shomer balayla. There is a shomer balayla. The fact is, there is someone being shomer. But the ganav thinks that there's a piritza, because he sees that the shomer left the shomer hut. He left the watch hut. He went into the sukkah. He left the watch hut. He doesn't realize that there's a shomer balayla, but he sees there's something up. He sees that the shomer bayom is going into the hut, is going into the sukkah. So he thinks that there's a piritza. So now the ganav is going to come and try to steal some of the payers. He might be caught by the shomer balayla. He might, but it might turn out that the shomer balayla is going to be on one side. He'll be on the other side. That's what Rava is concerned about. Piritza kara laganav means that once the shomer is leaving his normal place of watching, he's going into the sukkah, then the ganav thinks that coast is clear. And he might come to steal the pears, and he might be lucky that the shomer balayla is not going to see him. As long as no one's leaving the shomer hut to go to the sukkah, then the ganav feels like, I know there are shomer here. I know there are shomer. There is a shomer hut. I see them coming out. They're in the hut. He has every reason to believe that they're going to come out by Lila as well. He doesn't know who's going to come out, but someone's going to come out. Once he sees the shomer is going to the sukkah, then he thinks, no, that's the shomer. That's the one who came from the shomer hut. He's going to the sukkah. He's not watching the field anymore. So then he thinks that maybe the coast is clear and he'll be able to steal the pears. So that's the problem, according to Rava. Not the Teshu came to do a problem, but the fact that the ganav is going to think that maybe he can steal and it might cause a hafsid moment. If it turns out that the shomer balayla is not going to see it, it's such a chiddush now, right? Because the fact is there is a shomer balayla, but the concern is that the ganav is going to think, since the shomer bayom, there is some shomer going into the sukkah, he'll think the coast is clear, and then he'll go to steal the peiros, and maybe he'll beat out the shomer balayla. The shomer balayla won't see him. So therefore, Rava says that mishum hafsid, the shomer amitzdar, right? The shomer is mitzdar machmas hefsid, so therefore he's part of an asuka, right? Or mishum hefsid, Chazal said that Chazal will mafkia the mitzvah. You don't have to sit. So, yes.
I don't understand why he'd have more of a. He'd think that the shomer is coming to watch now and not going straight into the sukkah. He's not watching the shomer the whole time. He just.
He's watching from a distance, obviously, right? So he sees a person coming in. Does he know who's coming in and coming out? Same person, different person. Maybe this guy has a 24-hour shift. He sees one person going into the hut and coming out of the hut.
Right? Remember, he can't see which direction he's walking in. He doesn't see that he's not coming. Let's say they're right next to each other, right? If he's walking straight to it, there's no way it looks like he was coming from the watchtower unless he's going parallel to the sukkah.
No, but the ganav knows that the sukkah is not the watch hut. So once he sees that the shomer balayla is going to the sukkah, he thinks he's going to spend the night. He's not in the watch hut. The watch hut is the, you know, that's the lookout. It has the guns in it. It has the periscope and that, right?
He doesn't realize though that there's a difference, that the shomer is not necessarily walking in the direction that he'd be walking straight from the shomer tower. Like, if they're right next to each other, he has to be walking parallel, not straight back to it. It's the
I don't know, parallel, not parallel. He's not in the shomer tower. He's not going to be in the shomer tower. He's going to be in the sukkah. So once he's going to be in the sukkah, then the ganav thinks that he can come and steal. He's going to be in the sukkah. He's going to be in a different place. That's the whole idea, that once he's going to be in a different place, then the ganav thinks that he can come and steal. Okay, this is a possibility. It's still a chiddush, but it's at least we have a working shot. Okay, let's move on. So we're now up to the second chelik of the Mishnah. We did shluchim mitzvah p'turim and asukah. Now we have to do chol. Zok the Mishnah. Chol in mishamshei and p'turim and asukah. Chol mishamshei chol apotim and asukah. Tanu Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara and Daf Chavav. Chol she'amru l'chol she'yesh bo sakana el afilu chol she'en bo sakana. So comes the Gemara and says that cholim shamshem p'nim and asuka. This is not machmas sakana. It's a cholim shem b'sakana chosh b'roisha. He has a headache. Doesn't feel well. And he's going to be potim in asuka. Rav Shara le Rav Acha Bardala le Migna v'chilta b'sukkah mishum baki. Rav Shara le Rav Acha Bardala le Migna b'armim talalta mishum sincha v'gagishta. Rav le Taimed Amar Rav mitzdar potim in asukkah. So we saw this Gemara. So first the Gemara says that cholin mishum shem p'tum in asukkah, even chol shem b'sakam. And then the Gemara says mitzdar is also potim in asukkah. Mishum baki, mishum sincha v'gagishta, they potim in asukkah. But the Mishnah says that cholin mishamshem apturim. It sounds like a chol is part of it, not a mitzdar. So how can you, Rava, tell me mitzdar is part of an asukah? It's doch against the Mishnah. Lo, says the Gemara. Amri chol hu mishamshem apturim mitzdar hu potur mishamshem lo. Look, the Gemara, no. It's not the mitzdar is chayav asukah. No, even mitzdar is part of an asukah. Both cholin and mitzdar. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Cholin u'mishamshayim p'turim in asukah. That not only is the cholin part of an asukah, but the mishamshay cholin part of an asukah too. But mishamshay mitzdar, achay b'sukah. Okay, that's the gemara. So what comes out of the gemara is that a chola is part of an asukah and a mitzdar is part of an asukah. Mishamshay cholin p'turim in asukah, but mishamshay mitzdar achay b'sukah. The question is why? What's the chilek between Misham Shechola and Misham Shemitzdar? And what's the reason why a chola is part of an asukah? A mitzdar part of an asukah, we know, that's taste. It's taste you can't do. Right? So, you know, if there are four boxes, right? There's chola, mitzdar, Misham Shechola, Misham Shemitzdar. So one box we know, mitzdar part of an asukah, Tosus filled us in. That's based on taste you can't do. A person wouldn't live in a place if it's mitzdar for him. So just like he wouldn't live in his bayis if it was mitzdar, he wouldn't live in his sukkah. Great. But we still have to fill in the other three boxes. Why is the chol apotur? And why is the mishamshay chol apotur? Why is the mishamshay mitzdar chayv? Yoshua. Mishamshay. Let's say someone's in a sukkah. Let's say someone's in a sukkah and there are bees in the sukkah. And the person has to leave the sukkah. But he's helping the person along. I know what you're thinking. Does he really need a mishamish? Right, that's what you're thinking. Well, that's exactly why mishamish and mitzdar is chayav, because he doesn't really need him. That's exactly the point. He doesn't really need him. Mishamish chola, there's a tzorach to the mishamish, but mishamish and mitzdar, we can't even like fathom the case, because is it really necessary? What's he really doing? What's he really doing? Certainly not as much as mishamish chola. Yeah.
In that case, like, what's the hobby of the Martin?
No, the point of the mission to say cholim cholim mishamshayim apturim is to say the chiddush that mishamshay chola are potter. The diuk of the Gemara is that even though from the mission you get the impression that only a chol is potter, not a mitzdar, that's a wrong diuk. That's the point. It's not that there's a chiddush in saying that mishamshay mitzdar are chayiv. The chiddush is that Masham Shechola Apata, and we have to understand why. Right? But the point is, don't make a diuk from the first part, cholim, as opposed to mitzayir. Make a diuk from the second part, the misham shechola apoter, for some reason, which we'll have to get to, as opposed to misham she mitzayir, who are going to be chayv. David.
We just said that the reason that mitzayir, they don't really need a misham, if we're saying it's cholim shechola apoter, then why should they
need a... Because, no, well, cholim shechola apoter sometimes does need a misham. If someone has a headache, you're bringing him medicine, you know, you're sitting with him, you're trying to help him, put some cold compress on his head. I can understand how a cholo shem osakana could be mishamish. Mishamishim, it's dire, but it's too hot, so he's sweating. So what exactly are you doing? You're cooling him off. It's not as significant, that's the whole point. That's why you put it. Yosef.
Ready, is not Osei in the mitzvah already?
Osei the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Okay, you're jumping the gun. Let's get to the sugya. Okay, let's get to some of the Rishonim and then maybe we'll plug it in. Yes,
are the B'nai Chuppah not Mishamshei Mitzdair?
The Chassan is Potter. Say the Chassan is Mitzdair. He's saying according to the Ravid, the Hasogas are Ravid on the Balmo. Right? The Mitzdair. No, they're more than Mishamshei Mitzdair. They're Mitzdair Alei. They're Mitzdair themselves. Because they want to be Mesamech B'chassin, they can't be Mesamech B'chassin. Right? They're Mitzdar. Right? That's not Misham Shem Mitzdar. They themselves are Misham Mitzdar. That's why they be part of the question, right? Okay. So why is the Chola Potter? Let's talk Chola, then we'll talk Misham Shechol. So comes the Ritva on the Mishnah. And he seems to say that Chola is Potter because Mitzdar. He compares to Mitzdar. He says it's Domi to Mitzdar. This is the Ritva. And the Chafei, Cholim Hashem Shem Peter Men Asuka, Asik Nafilu Chosh Biro, Shabuvan. The time of Mishum, the Chsiv Teishu Kein Tadur. Teishu Kein Tadur. Ein Kan Dechia. It's not because of a Dechia. Dechia. Shein Dichi B'mitzu Mishem Michushim V'chol Yalak Shiev Shal Akaim. Can't be Dochem Mitzvahs because of Michushim and Chol Hashem Basakana. Right? This is not Chol HaShesh B'Sakana. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kala Torah Kula. But that's Pikuach Nefesh, that's Chol HaShesh B'Sakana. This is Chol HaShem B'Sakana. We don't find a Chol HaShem B'Sakana is Docha Mitzvah, Zok the Ritva. So then if it's not a Din Dechil, what is it? Teishu Kein Tadur. It's a special Din Mesoka. Teishu Kein Tadur. He's like a Mitzdar. He doesn't say that he is a Mitzdar. He says it's like a Mitzdar. It's Midin Teishu Kein Tadur. The Chola would find the best place for himself. Right? It sounds like it really is mamish like a mitzvah. The Ritva echoes a similar sentiment in the Dibur Maskil we had last time, right? Pirtza, in the sugya of Shomrei Ginos Pradesin. What is he saying? The hataimu dechola umitzdar v'holchei drachim mishem hachihu. The chilestai l'rav ha'tezhuk en aduru hataimu dechola umitzdar v'holchei drachim mishem hachihu. Mamish mafurish in the Ritva. Right, time of the chole mitzdar v'olchei drachim. The olchei drachim are not mitzdar, but the same halach of teshu kein taduru applies to them. And he says that's the time of the chole. My chole is part. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbeinu Manoah. Look in the Shara Tzir. Like Rabbeinu Manoah also says that it's not kein taduru, but he explains a little bit more. He says what I mentioned before, that this Mishnah Berurah simin tof reish mem siv kotin vav. Cholim mishum dechsiv teishu kein taduru. Dem haya lo zeh acholi kol hashana lo haya yoshe beveis do dafke lo haya holich lemakom shenakala lecholya. Someone who's a chole, if he's uncomfortable in his house, right? If he's uncomfortable in the house, he'd go to a better place, right? If it's cold, you know, it's cold in Washington Heights, he'd go to Florida, right? He'd go to a place where he'll feel better. Pick the best place. You can't pick any better place. It's cold everywhere. You know, it's cold in the Harris, it's cold in Teaneck, it's cold in the Five Town, cold in Muncie, it's cold everywhere. So then he stays put because he can't get anywhere better. But if he can get somewhere better, then avada he would go somewhere better. It sounds like it's really up to a mitzvah. The chol is like mitzvah, a teishu kein tadur, and that's why he's going to be put. Okay, so either he's chol machmas yeshivosu besukah because he'd rather sit somewhere else, he'd rather get a better place. Or you could even suggest further that maybe he's a chola, maybe he's a mitzdar to get to the sukkah, according to those shittas that hold of such a mitzdar. Mitzdar to get to the sukkah, it's a pain in the neck. He has a pain in the head, or a pain in the neck, wherever his pain is. right? He's a chola, he's chosh berosha, be'enav, whatever. It's a mitzvah to get to the sukkah, or maybe he's a mitzvah machmas yeshiva besukkah because he'd rather be elsewhere. Right? This is one approach. Question. Is there a hand up? No. The Chana Wasserman quotes a tshuva of the Gaonim, where they seem to disagree. The Gaonim seem to suggest that chola is not part of because of mitzvah, not because of teshuva and the Chuvas ha-gaonim simen nun aleph. V'chola she'en yochol espalel and kovid alav ha-choli hu misham shepturin. The gaonim say, if a chola can't daven, he has such a headache he can't daven. Zog the gaonim, hu misham shepturin. The chola and the misham shechola are part of him tefillah. Who shteit? Where does it say that? The alfinim yisukah. We love him sukah. Cholu misham shepturin. By sukkah we know cholu misham shepeturim. So say the gaonim, but who are the namni by tefillah? Cholu misham shepeturim. And this Rabbi Chana points out is cholu shem sakana. It's not cholu sheish bo sakana. He says tzarachim. What's going on over here? Lechora, if you assume cholu is potter because it's not teishu kain taduru, it doesn't say. It doesn't say teshu kain taduru by tefillah. So how can you extrapolate from sukkah to tefillah? That's like mixing pickles and oranges, right? You can't mix pickles and oranges. You can't mix oranges and apples either. Right, well, what's going on? The Gaonim are comparing, they're extrapolating from sukkah to tefillah? There's no din of teshu kain taduru by tefillah. So why shouldn't I say the chol is potter from tefillah? It's like pilei ployin, mamish pilei ployin. What are the Gaonim clearly assuming? That the p'tur of cholim and asukah is not midin teishu kain taduru, midin mitzvah. What's a midin? Osek b'mitzvah. Wow. Osek b'mitzvah. The chol is osek b'mitzvah. So I hear the misham shechol are osek b'mitzvah. I hear the yisod of misham shechol being osek b'mitzvah, potem and mitzvah. I can hear such an idea. We'll get to it. But the chol himself is also a mitzvah. So he says, yeah, hashavas gufa, right? Just like the misham shechol might be chayav in mitzvah, hashavas aveda, hashavas momen, and hashavas guf is like hashavas momen, is a chiyav to help a person get his guf back. Maybe the chol also is chayav in his own mitzvah. The nishmartim va'od l'nafsho seichem, a person has to take care of himself, he has a mitzvah of hashavas gufa. The chol is mitzuva to take care of himself, to be meshiv his nefesh, be meshiv his guf, I should say. Osik b'mitzvah. So the Gaonim assume that the chola is part of himself because of osik mitzvah, part of that mitzvah. That's why they're able to extrapolate to tefillah. Right? He's osik b'mitzvah's hashavas gufo, and that's what exempts him from sukkah. So that will also exempt him from tefillah, because osik b'mitzvah is part of that mitzvah. So this is a totally different approach. According to the Ritva, Rabbeinu Manoach, and that school of thought, that chola is potter min asukah because of teshu kain taduru, because of mitzvah. So that's a local halacha in sukkah. It's not going to apply to tefillah. According to the Gaonim, that it's not based on teshu kain taduru and mitzvah, but rather it's based on osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So that might apply to other areas too. Might apply to tefillah as well. It could apply to all mitzvahs. Just like osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah applies to other mitzvahs. So too, the p'tur chola of chola shem bo sakana, if he's really osik, right, then you'd have to apply the other rules. If it's a efshel kaim shneim, if it's a tircha, not a tircha, etc. But it would be subject to the dinim of osik mitzvah poter min
mitzvah. By the helpers of the according to the Kavachura, is that the helpers like a hechsher mitzvah of the cholah? Or do they have a mitzvah themselves?
No, I think they have a mitzvah themselves. Hashavas gufu is the mitzvah. So if you're being meshiv the gufu of the individual, then you're osik b'mitzvah yourself. It's not that you, it's a hechsher for his mitzvah. What, it's his ikar mitzvah? No, I have a mitzvah also to be meshiv his gufu. Just like if I find an aved in the street, I have a mitzvah to be meshiv that moment. I have a mitzvah to be meshiv the gufu of the individual to make it better. Where did the Gaon get such a concept from? Why do they assume that chola is potem and asukah because of osik b'mitzvah? I think maybe they even got it from Agamar. Maybe they were medayik from Agamar. How so? What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is the kasher from the Mishnah, right? We say cholim shem shem p'turin. Rava says mitzdar patim nasuka. I v'ha nantan cholim shem shem p'turin. Sounds like cholim in mitzdar lo. The Gemara says no. The distinction is between misham she cholim misham she mitzdar. But even mitzdar is patim nasuka. What's not happening in the Gemara? But cholim in mitzdar lo. According to the Ritva, the cholim is patim in mitzdar. Teishu kaita do mitzdar. What's the happening that chola should be potter and not mitzvah? Chola itself is only potter and not mitzvah. How can you say mitzvah is chayv? If mitzvah is chayv, then chola is going to be chayv. What's the matter with that? Chola in mitzvah, lo, there's a happening that a mitzvah should be chayv, a sukkah, and a chola should be potter. According to the Ritva, if a mitzvah is chayv, a sukkah, then the chola is also mitzvah, then the chola is also chayv, a sukkah. The poshut pshat in the Gemara. It's like the Gaonim. That chol is a different p'tur. It's not like mitzvah. Mitzvah is potter because of teishu kain tador. But chol is under ish, right? Chol is a different p'tur. Also, mitzvah potter and not mitzvah. Poshe pshan in the kasha of the Gemara is that chol is a different p'tur. That's the poshe pshan in the kasha. Of course, one way to learn the answer is that you could say, well, that's the answer to the Gemara, that there really is no difference. The really chol is just based on mitzvah. The chilik in the Mishnah is between mishamshi chol and mishamshi mitzvah, but chol and mitzvah are really hainu hach, they're very similar. That is the simple way of learning the answer, but just the fact that the kasha distinguishes between chol and mitzvah, there's a makom for the gaonim to say their pshat. There's a makom for the gaonim to say their pshat. So you could learn, according to the Ritva, you could say, well, that's the Teretz. Somehow in the Teretz, Chol is with the Mitzvah. The Emes is, you really could, it's not really such a kash. It's nice according to the Gaon, but you can explain according to the Ritva as well. What's the kash of the Gemara? Chol in Mitzvah lo. The Gemara's kash might be, even if Chol is really midin Mitzvah, is it such a far jump to say that there are different levels of Mitzvah? We talked about before that there are different levels of Mitzvah. There's mitzvah machlas etzema yeshiva b'sukkah, mitzvah to get to the sukkah. You see, there are different sugim, different types of mitzvah. Is it such a far jump to say that maybe the havmin of the Gemara was that choleh is a super mitzvah? Right? He's more mitzvah than a mitzvah machmas reyach or zvuv. The choleh might be a super mitzvah. Maybe it's not ke'en toduru at all. And that's why the Gemara has thought that maybe dafka a choleh, who's a super mitzvah, maybe he's part of a sukkah, but a mitzvah just machmas reyach, or machmas, you know, zvuvim or something like that, maybe that person should be chay b'sukkah. Maybe that was the halamina. Not that chol is totally different than mitzvah, but that it's partially different than mitzvah, right? That both chol is also up to mitzvah, but it's a high level mitzvah. So that's what we thought in the halamina. That chola should be part of an asuka, but not a simpler, a lower level mitzvah. Okay, so you know you can learn the kasha of the Gemara even according to the Ritva. But I'm just pointing out that the kasha of the Gemara is a makom for the gaonim to get started, for them to get rolling. And then, of course, in the Teretz, you might not necessarily assume like that, but at least in the kasha, the gaonim do have a makom. The Ritva might say that even in the kasha, they weren't correct. The kasha was not the chol is totally different than mitzvah. It's based on osik mitzvotim and a mitzvah, not teshuke medu and mitzvah. No, even assumed in the havamina, chol is potter because of mitzvah and teshuke medu. It's just we thought there were different levels. The difference is a super mitzvah, and there's not a regular mitzvah. So we thought in the havamina, maybe a regular mitzvah is not enough. Kamash malon, no, it is enough to potter me than teshuke medu. Yes?
So, according to the Gaon, the shamish need.
Not talking about Mishamshim, we're talking about the Chola and the Chola himself. Okay, we're going to get to Mishamshim right now. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Just for clarity, then how are the learning the Shach Makabe and the Halamin Maskana? I mean, they're basing it off the question, but then how are they learn the answer then?
The answer is that they're both part of a meet in two things. They thought that Look, we know the din of osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So that's the p'tur of cholah. But we don't know the p'tur of mitzvah. The kamash malon is this new p'tur of teishu came to do. The kamash malon is that mitzvah is potter for a different reason, not for osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah.
So then why mention the mishamshin? I mean, the answer in the Gemara is that, right, it's chola hu mishamshin p'turim, mitzvah hu potter, mishamshin lo, meaning it seems to be focused on mishamshin.
That's in the diuk of the Mishnah. Right, that the diak of the Mishnah is not that chola as opposed to mitzvah who's chayim. The diak of the Mishnah, you should be medayik in the second words of that bava, mishamshi. Right, mishamshi chola p'turim, but mishamshi mitzvah chayav. Don't be medayik in the first part chola potter, but mitzvah chayim. Really, mitzvah is also potter, but why? Because there's a new halacha of teishu kei tadura, which will potter the mitzvah. But chola is potter for a different reason. Right.
Really say it the other way, because the whole Mishnah is talking about Shlutei Mitzvah.
So the whole Mishnah is talking about Osik Mitzvah, and then the Rosh Hashanah is another example of Osik Mitzvah. So what's the halamin to say, oh, Chola and Mitzvah Lo? What do you mean? Mishnah is talking about Osik Mitzvah, we're not dealing with Chola. Right. So that, I was going to get to that. Right. I was going to mention that point, especially if you assume, right, the ikar of that line is really the Mishamshin, according to the Gemara, right? So we're going to see that in Mishamshe Chola also there's such a possibility that maybe Mishamshe Ma Potter because of Osik Mitzvah. That is the Pashup Shana Mishamshe. So if you learn that Chola and Mishamshe Chola are both Potter because of Osik Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, so then that Bava of the Mishnah is beautiful. It's just a Hemshech of the first Bava. So what Eitan suggests is that the Pshat of the Gaonim is Mistaber not only from Agamar Dav Chavav, it's Mistaber even from the Mishnah itself. Because it's just a, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, but now the kasha doesn't make sense. Because what's the kasha of chola in mitzvah lo? If mitzvah is a totally different p'tur, and it has nothing to do with the whole Mishnah, because the whole Mishnah is only dealing with osik mitzvah, so what kind of diuk is that?
Because the Gemara knows that there's no other Mishnah that's going to tell us the p'turim. So if these are the only p'turim, which are basically chola in mitzvah lo, is basically saying, I see there's a p'tur of osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, and no p'tur of teishu kei tadura. Right? That's basically what the kasha of the Gemara is. Kamash malon? No, not kamash. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. Be medayik from the second part, mishamshin chola p'turim, as opposed to mishamshin mitzvah. But mitzvah itself will be potter also, because there also, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, there is a din of teishu kei tadura. Okay? What's the nafkamina if we say that the chol is potter midin osik mitzvah potter and mitzvah midin mitzvah? What's the nafkamina? Is there any nafkamina? It's potter either. Yomishol. Exactly. I'm going to get to this in greater detail. There's a major machlokas in Yishon. I mean, this is like heavy lumbus in the second parak. Get to it. Mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah. How about on the first night of Sukkot? We'll see the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Zayin is going to discuss the mitzvah of yeshiva v'sukkah. And we'll see the Rishonim are going to address this question that maybe the first night of Sukkot might be different than every other time in Sukkot. There might be an actual chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. Tesvav from Chag HaMatzis. Very, very important issue. So in that sugya, we'll find that there's a big mahogas Rishonim as to whether the first night, not the first day, the first night, that's the first night, and then because of Sekhar Yom, maybe the second night too. But let's focus on the first night. The first night, mitzvah might be chayav in the sukkah. Even if he's mitzvah, there's svuvim, there's reyach, there's... He might be chayav in the sukkah on the first night. There is a sheet in Rishon about that. So if mitzvah is chayav the first night in the sukkah, so then... If mitzvah is chayav the first night in the sukkah, and you hold chola is potter midin mitzvah, chola she'ein bo sakana, is potter midin sukkah the first night, then the chola will not have a p'tur the first night. But if chola is potter because osik mitzvah, potter midin mitzvah, then there's no reason to say that the chola shouldn't be potter the first night too. Mitzvah is chayav, but osik mitzvah is potter midin mitzvah even the first night. Right? If you go on a hatzalah call the first night of sukkah, you're potter midin mitzvah, you're not the sukkah. So the chola should be the same. His own hatzalah call, so to speak, right? Hashavas gufo, hatzalas gufo. The personal hatzalah call. So if you hold chol is potter midin osik mitzvah, then he's potter all days of sukkah, all days, all nights. But if you say mitzvah, then there's room to negotiate. There's room to talk about the first night. That maybe the first night Yitaka should be chayev, according to those sheetahs and rishonim, that mitzvah is chayev b'sukkah the first night. Which leads us to the second part of this bar of the Mishnah, and that is misham shechol. Okay, this discussion is going to come up in one of the mefarshim, mitzvah, in the context of misham shechol, and that's going to come up also. Misham shechol. So we talked about chol. Chol himself is a machlokes, whether he's potter, midin osim mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, or midin mitzvah and teshu came to do. What's the din of misham shechol? The first night, if you would ask me, I'd say, this is a no-brainer. It's not a machlokes. Everyone has to agree. What's the Torah of misham shechol? Osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. That's what I would have said. They're osik b'mitzvah. Mitzvah hashav as gufa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So it's poshut, man. It's poshut. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush. Simin Tov Reish Mem Sivkot Zayin. Umisham Shein Pturin. Levi Shein Oskin B'mitzvah. V'chala Oskin B'mitzvah Potem in HaMitzvah. Levush says that Misham Shechol Pturin in HaSukah because they're Oskin B'mitzvah. Also, the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And according to this Levush, so first of all, the bava of cholim shamshem p'turim and asuka fits in just beautifully, which it fits in like a glove. Mishnah starts shluchim mitzvah p'turim and asuka. Also, the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Then it says cholim shamshem p'turim and asuka. Nochadin based on also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. What's more, the chilik between misham shechol and misham shemitzdar is perfect. Right, misham shechol p'turin because osik mitzvah potem and mitzvah. Misham shemitzdar achayavin because what's the mitzvah? Hashavas gufa. Doesn't need hashavas gufa. It's not chol is missing something. Mitzdar is a tsar ba'alma. It's not chol. It's not mitzdar machmas zvuvim. We don't call a chol shein bo sakona. Right, a chol shein bo sakona is a status. It's a halachic status for Shabbos. What's the status? I don't know if he's a chol shein bo sakona. He's got to lie down. Gotta lie down. If his headache is so bad that he has to lie down, then he has a din of chol shein bo sakon. Right? He can take medicine on Shabbos. Right? With the issur d'rabbanan of taking medicine on Shabbos is waived b'makom chol shein bo sakon. What? So anyone can take medicine on Shabbos? No. If he's so sick, feels so bad that he has to lie down, then it's mutter for him to take medicine on Shabbos. That's a status. Mitzvah is not at that status. He's uncomfortable, but he's not at the status of chol shein bo sakon. So if you say Misham Shechola Potter because of Osik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, then I get the chilek, it's poshut. Right? Misham Shechola are Oskim B'mitzvah, but Misham Shemitzdar are not Oskim B'mitzvah. That's why Misham Shemitzdar are going to be chayv. That's the Levush. The Levush holds that Misham Shechola Potter because Osik Mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. Comes the Shari Tshuva, quotes a Shvus Yaakov, who seems to disagree. Shvus Yaakov says, "Misha niskar lekohol, lios mishamesh lecholim, umisham shecholim p'turim." You know, misham shecholim p'turim. This guy was niskar to be a mishamesh cholim. In mechuyah mikol makom lechol b'chol suda suda kazayis besuka levar b'richas suka. Does he have to eat a kazayis? At least the kazayis to be yotz the mitzvah. Right, levar chleishav asuka. He goes sometimes litzarka. What does it mean? Litzarka hachola. He has to be mishamish the chola. Says mechuyev to eat in the sukkona. So the heishiv the Shvus Yaakov answers shupot. Kevin shemuska l'shamish lechola kol tzarka lashgiya cholav lasos pulasos shleima. Since he was hired to take care of the cholim, he has to do a full job. V'mielach l'suka havali mitzar b'tzara chola shadaita olav tamid v'lachein potter. Mishamish hachol is niskar. He's hired to take care of the cholim. So daiton olav tamid, he says. He's mitzar b'tzar hachol shadaito olav tamid. Therefore, he's going to be potter. Why is the Misham Shechol a potter according to the Shvus Yaakov? It doesn't sound like it's an osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah to give it. Sounds like it's a mitzar. Daito al hachol tamid. He's thinking about the chol tamid. He's bitzar because he's thinking about the chol. Fascinating idea. Right, he's bizarre because he's thinking about the chol atomid, not osik mitzvah potem and amitzvah. And why is Mishamshe Mitzar Chayiv? Stoma, since the Mitzar is not in such a bad state, then the Mishamshe Mitzar, I'm not Daiton, I'm a Mitzar. It's not as critical. Daiton is not on the Mitzar. On the Mitzar Tome, because it's not such a bad situation. Says the Shvus Yaakov, according to what I'm saying, Laila Rishona, Gam Mitzar Chayiv Lechol Kizayis, Gam Hu Chayiv. On the first night, since even a Mitzar has to eat a Kizayis in the Sukkah, because we're Choshish Velo Shitas Rishona, the whole Mitzar, even Mitzar the first night is Chayiv in the Sukkah. So the Misham Shechola should also have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night. So you see clearly the Shus Yaakov is assuming it's a mitzvah to get in because he says that on the first night he bichayev. That's a mitzvah to get in. Mitzvah might be chayev besukkah the first night. It's not just the Shus Yaakov. The Ritva also seems to imply Misham Shechola a potter because of mitzvah. Ritva. Which Ritva? Who Ritva? Which piece of the Ritva? The Zelba piece? Same piece in the Ritva that we just saw. What does the Ritva say on the Mishnah? Cholim sham shem petur min asukah asikna filo chosh b'rosh al bulvada mitzdar b'chotar v'taymu mishem d'chsiv teishu kein t'adurah v'taymu mishem d'chsiv teishu kein t'adurah. What's this going on? Cholim petur min asukah cholim u'misham shein petur min asukah. The dibra masl is cholim u'misham shein. So okay, you could say but Mishamshein is between the words Cholin and Peturin, so he felt like he had to put it in there. If it doesn't apply to Mishamshein, he should have explained Mishamshein differently. It sounds like he's holding that both midin Teshu Kein Tadura. What does that mean that both midin Teshu Kein Tadura? Well, what does Teshu Kein Tadura mean in this context? It could be what the Shvus Yaakov has in mind. Mitzdar. Teshu Kein Tadura is Mitzdar. He's died to Alachol Atomit. The Aruch Laner explains it a little bit differently. He says it's not Mitzdair, but it's Teshu Kein Todur. It's not the same as the Shvus Yaakov. It's a nuance of difference. Aruch Laner says, you know what the Tur Misham Shechol is? Just like if you lived in your house and you had to tend to the Choleh, you'd leave your house. So it's Otwan Sukkis. You're supposed to be in the sukkah, but you have to attend to the cholah who's not in your sukkah, so then you can leave the sukkah. It's not that you're mitzdar because daitu ala cholah tomid, it's poshut ke'en toduru, right? It's not teshu ke'en toduru to go to my sukkah, to stay in my house if I have to serve the cholah. But it's the same point, teshu ke'en toduru. The ritzah seems to be holding, it's teshu ke'en toduru also. So that's the Aruch Laner, that's the Shvus Yaakov. They're all holding Misham Shechol is not potter midin osig mitzvah potter min mitzvah. He's potter midin teshu kein toduru. And the way the Shvus Yaakov is saying it, teshu kein toduru is a p'tur here of Misham Shechol midin mitzdar. And he says because it's midin mitzdar, so therefore even the first night of Sukkis there might be a chiyuv. Right? If it's midin mitzdar, excuse me, the first night of, not even, the first night of Sukkot, there might be a chiv. Every other night or day, Misham Shechol Apturim, because they like Mitzdar. First night, since we're Choshesh for that sheet that holds Mitzdar is Chayav Sukkah, maybe the Misham Shechol should be Potter, there should be Chayav Sukkah as well. That's the Shvus Yaakov's big chish. So I have two very simple questions. Now, there seems to be a machlokas over here. A Misham Shechol Potter because also Mitzvah Potter and a Mitzvah, or they Potter because of Mitzdar? So the question is, why do you need the Ptur of Mitzdar? Why did the Shvus Yaakov have to come on to Mitzdar? Why did he just say Misham Shechol Lapot because of Osir Mitzvot of Mitzvot? Why does he need this extra din of Mitzdar for this case? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, he wants to say that someone who's hired to be Misham Shechol is chayiv in the Sukkah the first night because the whole Ptur of Misham Shechol is only been in Mitzdayer. What happened to Osig Mitzvotim and Mitzvah? Osig Mitzvotim and Mitzvah applies the first night. So we can't really figure out why did the Shvus Yaakov need the Ptur of Mitzdayer, and it wasn't enough just to say that he's Potter because of Osig Mitzvotim and Mitzvah. And even more than that, how can the Shulchan Aruch say, because Misham Sheichol are only Potter Midin Mitztar, so therefore the first night, where there is a sheet that the Mitztar is Chayav Sukkah, the Misham Sheichol should be Chayav the first night. Why? But there's still part of it in also the mitzvah part of it. It's very difficult. Right? The Shvus Yaakov has a chiddush here, because you'd think that the Ptur of also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah should apply to Misham Shechol. And how can he say that there's a chiyuv the first night? But they're also the mitzvah, and based on also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah, they should be part of the first night. What kind of a strange notion is this? The Shvus Yaakov apparently seems to be assuming that also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah does not apply to Misham Shechol for some reason. It's not just that he has another pshat, but he's saying also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't apply to Misham Shechol. The question is why? So think about it over Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. We'll have to continue.